What have you enjoyed about our relationship over the past 5 years?
Six, isn't it?
Six. 6 years? Uh-oh. Going on six. It's the fifth year.
Okay. There's not much I don't enjoy about it. All the paddling and kayaking, hiking, geocaching.
I love adventuring with you, and you're just easy to hang with, too. And it's nice to just be able to hang out at home and watch a movie or go on adventures to Point Adolphus and paddle through some crazy waves.
I just really like getting out and having a good time, but I also just really appreciate all our friends.
Yeah, Juneau's a special place that way, and it's really great to be here. Just have good friends around us that support us and accept us for who we are. And
I know I've been just thrilled at how, you know, excited people have been to say you're getting married.
It's like, yeah. It's bizarre.
I know. It's really bizarre.
People are excited.
You get married and they start crying in the supermarket. And everybody's crying in the supermarket.
You know, the day after the ruling happened, it was a Sunday night and went into work the next day. And through conversation, it came out that we were engaged. And it sounds funny to say that I'm engaged. And got around the office and everybody was very happy. And it was really cool. And it was just weird to have people be excited for us to be engaged.
Yeah, and the vital statistics went down to apply, and, you know, they changed the marriage application in a really quick amount of time. That was kind of impressive. Party A and Party B. And then they called us back the next day, and they said they were going to change it once again and add the choice to choose bride, groom, or spouse, and wanted to know how we wanted to refer to each other. And so we
quickly agreed on spouse.
I never really imagined myself getting married. So it is kind of weird thinking about getting married. No white dress. No
what
veil.
Color your Carhartt's going to be?
Mine are going to be brown.
When I was, you know, little, before I knew that I was gay, I grew up in a Catholic family. And so, you know, looking at my parents' wedding pictures with, you know, white wedding dresses and 8 bridesmaids and, you know, big wedding parties, and then going to family weddings that looked very similar. You know, I'm a woman, and so I'm going to grow up and I'll do that too. So, you know, until I realized that I was gay, that's what I envisioned. And then after coming out, it's like, I don't have to worry about that. But things are changing. And now we get to celebrate.